Good morning. Clear skies and light winds overnight, allowing temperatures to drop down to freezing or even below this morning across most of interior New York and New England. Areas of frost to start the day. But a nice turnaround with a strong April sunshine going to work. Temperatures will climb quickly back through the 30s and 40s and up into the 50s and 60s by lunchtime. And many places will top out in the high 60s and lower 70s by mid to late afternoon with an increasing southwest breeze. High pressure will be in control not only today but into tonight and tomorrow. Overnight lows only back into the 40s tonight, so not nearly as cool. And with the higher start tomorrow morning, we'll be able to make it up into the mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds and a southwest wind. A front will approach from the west on Friday night. That'll bring an increase in clouds. And on Saturday, it looks dry to start the day with a few scattered showers around. As that front makes its way through the region on Saturday afternoon and into the evening, a steadier rain will develop across a good chunk of the region. Highs on Saturday will be in the middle to upper 60s. That front will tend to stall out over top of us on Saturday night, and a wave of low pressure will head in our direction for the day on Sunday up the eastern seaboard. The timing of this low will determine when we move rain back into the region. A quicker approach would mean rain by Sunday morning. However, if it takes a little bit longer to get here, we could be dry to start the day Sunday, but it looks like we'll have wet weather by the afternoon hours, and a steadier, chillier rain will develop through the rest of the day. High temperatures on Sunday right now look to remain in the middle to upper 50s. As the low intensifies along the eastern seaboard on Monday, a cold rain continues, maybe even some wet snow across parts of the highest terrain in the Catskills and Berkshires and perhaps even the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. We'll see how this pans out. Temperatures on Monday will only be in the high 40s and lower 50s, and we start to see things improve on Tuesday and Wednesday. Still the chance for showers, though, and highs staying in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from northwestern Texas and Oklahoma and eastern Kansas into the mid-Mississippi Valley. Low pressure will track east-northeastward through the upper Mississippi Valley and into the Great Lakes along a stalled front today. A cold front extending southwestward from this low will advance through the central and southern plains. The lifting of unstable air out ahead of this front will likely result in storms developing from Iowa southwestward through eastern Kansas and into northwestern Oklahoma by late afternoon. Wind shear will support both multi-cell and possibly some supercell structures, but the tendency may be for some of this activity to grow upscale into line segments with a threat for damaging wind and large hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Wichita, Kansas at 12:53 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Minab, Iran at 3:50 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 105 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 27 degrees with a southwest wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 30, 96% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer holding steady at 30.09 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 13 at Sugarloaf, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the upper 60s, Boston increasing sun in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny skies with highs in the middle 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 55 degrees, the low 37. The average temperature 46, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, just 14 hundredths for the month, which is 1.79 inches below normal. And for the year, 4.94 inches of precipitation, which is 4.99 inches below normal. There were 19 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 301, that's 53 below normal. And 4,965 for the season, which is 1,262 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 92, set in 1976, and the record low, 18, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:42 p.m. 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer today with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine and warmer today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and warmer today with highs near 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and warmer today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny and warmer today with highs in the lower 70s, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm, mid-70s, mostly cloudy, scattered showers Saturday morning with a steadier rain by evening in the upper 60s, more rain on Sunday, especially in the afternoon, in the mid to upper 50s, rain on Monday, chilly upper 40s and lower 50s, and leftover showers Tuesday and Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy and cool with highs staying in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.